This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Aurora City Council has voted unanimously to ban the use of ketamine temporarily. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The sedative was used by paramedics on Elijah McClain when he was detained by Aurora Police in August 2019. Councilmember Curtis Garner wanted to put a moratorium on its use while the city reviews McClain's death. That review will make recommendations, which could include suggestions about how paramedics use the sedative. The ban will last 30 days after a final report based on the review is submitted to the city. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Some members of Congress remain hopeful that a coronavirus relief package could still get done before the election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic and Republican leaders are both doing their political calculations, while at the same time, rank-and-file members on both sides of the aisle are pushing for more help. Democrat Jason Crow says there has to be compromise.
Not everybody's going to get everything they want. You know, that's the nature of a divided government here and trying to get a deal that everyone can live with. But we do have to get something done.
One bipartisan group has proposed a smaller package, one that would include unemployment benefits, state and local aid, and liability protections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A hazy day along the Front Range, and the hazy conditions will continue into tonight for Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. Currently 84 in Denver, 74 in Vail, and it's 81 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.